in trying to change the way that the government does business, when you're distributing this aid, it means that you're going to be passing money on to other people in the country who may be used to a certain way of business, where sometimes people did line their pockets or did do business in a certain way that might be interpreted as somewhat corrupt. How do you change that on the ground, transaction by transaction? Is that going to be a challenge?
It's already a challenge because we have a lot of resistance to what we are proposing. A lot of people, they have their businesses around the global aid, around the humanitarian. The fact that right now everything is going to be transparent, the fact that now we are going to impose more accountability is not of the like of a lot of people. But I don't believe that we have a choice. So we have at that now in Haiti a big opportunity to build a new country, a different country. We are building support around that idea inside Haiti and outside of Haiti. It's going to be, we are going to have some fights, but I believe we are at the right side of the history, and we are not only changing things for Haiti, we are changing things globally for what the cooperation could be in the world. Where the people from a place that need help will be partner in deciding what is good for their country. And if we succeed in Haiti, it would be an example for more countries around the world that need the help or receive help for the international community. What we are building is something new, where really you will have a total leadership of the country, but a complete accountability towards and transparency toward the one that are giving the money. So it's something pretty new. It's what everybody was expecting. We hope that we can build that for Haiti.